Hi there, it's Yvonne again. You're probably wondering why I'm breaking up these scriptures and segments in small time frames. It's because we all don't have a lot of time sometimes, and breaking it down sometimes helps you understand one piece at a time. So that's why I'm doing it. If you think you'd like to hear longer sections, I can teach longer time frame. Just contact me or let me know. But anyways, Ephesians 6, we're talking about spiritual warfare and the full armor of God. Just to remind you that this scripture that I'm going to talk about is praying. Praying, verse 18, is one of the most important things as a believer, as a Christian, a true Christian, a believer in Jesus Christ. Without praying, without seeking God's will for your life, without letting God use you as a conduit to work on earth, nothing can happen. Without prayer, without having that special relationship with Jesus Christ, without letting the Holy Spirit just pray through you and nurture you, things will not happen. It's like electricity, let's say a washer. You do not have it connected, but you have clothes in there, you put water in there, you put your detergent in there. But there's no electricity, you don't have it connected. Well, it's not going to work. It's not serving the function. The cord is not serving any purpose. This is the same with God. He needs us to pray in the Word of God, which is the Bible, and letting the Holy Spirit help you in prayer if you need it. But prayer is basically just having a communication with God and expressing your thoughts to Him and letting Him know, you know, is this right for me? Should I do this? And waiting for Him to respond. In the Garden of Eden, that was the original intention of God, was that man would have a relationship. Man meaning men and women, humans, would have a relationship. If you notice, before they sinned, they constantly talked to God. And that's what He wanted, companions, you know, not just to just create them and just leave them to their own. Our relationship with Jesus Christ is essential, because it brings us to the fullness of who we are. So, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying is very important, and letting the Holy Spirit show you what He wants you to know, perhaps for the day, perhaps for the hour, just keeping in touch with Him and, you know, asking Him to give you a word for the day. And it doesn't matter, He's there constantly. If you invite Him, He's there constantly. And then being watchful to the end, meaning just being aware of, being watchful and aware of how the enemy tries to come at us, how he uses people, just being watchful in everything, and especially watching what's happening in Israel. You know, that has a lot to do with the timing of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So just being watchful, being alert. And then all perseverance, mainly that means being patient and persevering and prayer for other believers, that we all come to the fullness of Jesus Christ. So to me, one of the most elements, the most important element in this full armor of God is prayer. Sometimes it's hard, but we need to make that one of our number one focuses. And like I've said, I'm making mistakes here talking to you and teaching you. I cannot teach you anything that I've not been through and what I have not experienced. God won't allow us to teach others what we have not experienced. So I know that prayer has worked in my life, and I'm going to come on here another time and talk about my testimony and my experiences and why I know prayer works and where it's taken me out of and where it's helped me. So think about it. Without prayer, how do you get through in life? Just ponder that. I'll be back soon. Bye.